pleased to say that Mark Bosnich, Bozza, is a big part of the plans there. So, g'day, Bozza.
Good afternoon, Joel. Hey, Fletch.
Hello, Boz. Jeez, I miss you.
I miss you too. How are you?
How's the new gig, Boz?
Well, we'll find out tomorrow morning, but from rehearsals, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm finally working with Craig Foster, ex-teammate of mine at the Socceroos, and Max Rushton has come over with his Australian wife, who's also pregnant, to host the coverage. So that'll be absolutely fantastic. We've got the young Nick Stoll as well, who's going to be all over all the other games, because as you know, there's 8 games on one day and 8 games the next day. So it's everything panning well and all ready to start tomorrow morning. 2:35 are the first two early games. Young Boys of Switzerland and Manchester United headlines that. And then we're on air at 4:35 a.m. For the rest of the games. But the main game that we'll be doing is Barcelona versus Bayern Munich.
Sorry, did you say Man United versus Young Boys?
Yes, Young Boys of Switzerland.
Right, so is that what is that? Is that a club? I know it's a club, sorry.
That's
but
a club.
Why are they called Young Boys?
Well, originally there was a club in Switzerland called Old Boys, so they just turned around and named themselves
gotcha.
Young Boys. So there you go. So that's exactly why. So how's that?
And speaking of Old Boys, will Cristiano Ronaldo play? Will he play tomorrow or they'll just rest him?
I think he will. The momentum that they've gained, especially after that terrific start that he had. And he's in tremendous shape. A lot of people say, yeah, he's old and this, but he's in absolutely phenomenal shape. He always has been. He's a machine when it comes to fitness. I think that that Ollie will keep him in. Although in his last press conference, he did say, he made a point of saying it would be impossible to ask him to play in every game, which is understandable. That would be the same if it was a 21-year-old. But I've got a feeling, like I said, after the start that he had on the weekend with that double goal against Newcastle, I think he'll start.
What about Man City, Paris Saint-Germain? They look as though they're in Group A, Bozza. They're going to be hard to beat, aren't they?
Yeah, that will be on Thursday morning, their game is. Our main game will be Liverpool versus AC Milan. But you've got two of the teams there. You just mentioned Cristiano Ronaldo. It's going to be, I think, the first time from when I can remember that Lionel Messi will be playing in somebody else's jersey for PSG. And they start, like I said, the morning after on Thursday morning. And Manchester City kick off their campaign against Leipzig at home as well. Manchester City, obviously, one of the favourites. I thought were very unlucky last season not to go through and win it, although Chelsea were fantastic in that final. But there's a lot of pressure in terms of Manchester City, understandably so as well, of obtaining the Holy Grail. This is the best football tournament in the world. It's the best playing with and against the best, regardless of where they're born. It has been so since the 90s. So, Pep Guardiola hasn't won a European Champions League since 2011, so they'll be eager to impress.
Hey, Bozza, just talking about Messi, yeah. Neymar and Mbappe playing in the same team.
Yeah.
Is there a salary cap for Paris Saint-Germain? Because leave Barcelona and they've pinched him?
We don't go for salary caps per se. When I say we, I mean as a sport. They've tried things like the financial fair play, which basically, on paper, it looked really well, but it didn't work because what it did do was ring fence the bigger clubs. Basically the ones that have been around for so long that they've got huge support everywhere. And I was saying you can only spend 2/3 of your turnover on wages. Well, it's hard to get your team up to that level if you're not going to be able to spend the wages to get them up to that level in the first place. So they've tinkered with things and this, that, and the other, and they're trying to come to some type of arrangement. But I would say that was one of the bases of the massive, argument that we saw. When was it? I think it was April, when there was the threat of the breakaway. So in terms of salary caps, no. It's seen as a restraint of trade, and people are pretty much able to turn around and go around and say, look, listen, if I want to come in, if you and Joel and I, Fletch, were, all of a sudden were billionaires from a mine that we got handed or something like that.
What do you mean,
and
were?
We wanted to buy a foot. Well, if we were given the opportunity and we said, right, we want to go buy a football club, for example, we might want to go buy Charlton Athletic. And we said, we want to make them the very best. There's no limits of what you can do in terms of wanting to make you the best, which I think is a good thing because it incentivizes people to come in and to do that. There's some limits. They've tweaked it a little bit after they realised that the financial fair play thing in UEFA really, like I said, it was the right idea, but just the wrong outcome. But in general, no.
I agree with you, Boz. It rewards professionalism. Like over here in Australia, and not just in Australia, but the whole idea of a draft where the poor kid who's the best kid in the land's got to go to the worst team in the comp, you know, all those sorts of things, and the salary cap and protecting those who run their business quite ordinarily. I totally agree with you on that. Anyway, let's move
back.
Well,
you know, Joel, going back to when we had that lunch all those years ago and I spoke about it, then you know what my feelings are upon it. I mean, a lot of people turn around and say, well, over here for Australian sports, you know, it wouldn't be fair. And so, but the thing is, you've got the great equaliser because you've got the playoffs. You know, you guys decide your champions from the playoffs, not from who wins over the regular season. And I just believe if somebody wants to be the best and they're willing to go out and do it and to spend their own money, I don't really see a problem in that, because if you don't, like I said, it can de-incentivise people from saying, oh, I want to take this sport to a different level.
Mm. But Bozza, did the lunch with Joel make the diary?
It's in there. That's why I brought it up, because I was just looking just before I went on. I just looked at a few notes and all that. It's in there. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, where did you... Okay.
Hopefully we'll all be able to have lunch again very soon.
That's right.
How did you file that? Where did you file that under? Like, is it lunches or is it a Joel?
I don't know. I'm outside at the moment, so we haven't got the kids in the background, but I'll have to have a look. It's in one of the black books.
One of the great chapters. By the way, plenty of text messages coming through. There's a caller here who's got something to say about the whole idea of a salary cap and drafts. Mm. Brett's on the line. G'day, Brett. What do you think about the salary cap?
That's amateur hour!
Thank you, Brett Finch. We appreciate that.
Hey, Bozza, what about your Mighty Eels? Yeah. You think they can cause an upset?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope so. I really hope so. Coming back to what we just said in terms of the playoffs for me are a different competition altogether. It's a one-off. It's not like, you know, they say in the Champions League, what we're talking about, or the Europa or the new Conference League. It's not a two-legged affair. So you're not playing home and away and the aggregate score wins. It's a one-off, and whoever turns up in the day can do it. And you know, just like any cup competition, you know, I don't care how much, you know, on paper a team is better than the other team. It's how you turn up on the day. And I think that there is as good a chance as any. You know, they're coming off a win, and obviously Penrith are coming off a defeat. So, you know, I really do think they've got an opportunity. Obviously, Melbourne Storm are looking very, very strong. You've got the Rabbitohs, you know, under Wayne Bennett, always look very, very strong. The Roosters will have something to say as well. But, you know, I think they're as good a chance this weekend as Penrith are, because, as I said, it's on the day.
Bozza, breaking news, and speaking about lunches, this is huge.
Yeah.
Iconic Sydney Chinese dining institution Golden Century is saved. And a $4.2 million rescue plan. It's my favourite restaurant. It was going, it was gone, and it's just come back from the ashes. So you and I are going to have some XO Pippies one day down there with a Sing Tower.
Oh, I hope so. We really hope so. Mm. We're getting there. We're on the final leg now. And I'm really proud of everyone who's gone and had their vaccines. And just keep it going. Just keep it going.
Hey, Bozza, if we had international guests and you had to take them to one restaurant, where would you take them?
Oh, we'd have to say probably Machiavelli's first, because that's right where I reside. Golden Century is good. There's Alba Century as well at
Casino.
The casino's excellent. Yeah. Some of these restaurants that open up here at Barangaroo are outstanding as well. But off the top of my head, I would say Machiavelli's, because that's really my local.
So what about when you were doing that, I think it might have been for Sydney Weekend, and you went down to Harry Cafe de Wheels and said, these are the best pies in Australia, and then ordered a steak sandwich.
Yeah, that was good, if you like that one.
I remember that.
That was a trip. That was good. I was doing that actually for British TV, Australia and this, that, and then show the other side of Australia and this, that, and the other. It was from a football perspective. I said, in this place here, Harry's, has got the best pies in the whole of Australia. Now, can I have a hot dog, please?
Oh, it was awesome, Boz. It was awesome.
That was good. Remember those days we could go out without a mask? It was brilliant. That was great days. Yeah. We'll be back there soon.
Big leather mask.
Yeah, we'll be back there soon. We'll be back there.
With a zip on my eyes.
What's on the menu in the Boz's household tonight, the night before your big gig tomorrow?
Continue to research. I'm tossing up whether or not to have a little sleep before or just have a normal sleep, but continue to research on all the games, because you try to give a lot of attention to all these teams. You know, I spoke to you guys, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. You know, you've got teams like Sharifi Tirasol from Moldova. You know, it's amazing stories. Salzburg from Austria, all these type of teams. Malmo, who were the finalists way back in, I think it was 1979, coming back in. So you like to give these teams as much attention as you possibly can as well. But like I said, our main game is Barcelona versus Bayern Munich, two teams that can win it, especially Bayern Munich, who have started the season off with three wins and a draw. And they've got Robert Lewandowski, who's been absolutely outstanding in the last 3 years. Barcelona are in transition without Messi. Memphis Depay, who played for Manchester United and then more recently Lyon, will start for them. And Ronald Koeman, who's, as a club legend, he was part of the Barcelona side that won their first ever European Champions League way back in the early 90s. And the new president came in March and basically said that he wanted him gone. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how they shape up without Messi for the first time, like I said, in so long.
Give us a roughie. Give us a couple of roughies that you think we might be able to get.
I'll give you a couple of roughies. I wouldn't say they're exactly a roughie because of their history and that, but and the fact that they've lost Cristiano Ronaldo, a lot of people. But like someone like Juventus, you've got to be very, very careful. Remember before the Euros, but when you said about, and you had that, you did, you had that little wager on Italy.
I did.
You never underestimate the Italians because they always find a way to win. You know, Massimo Allegri has gone back as their manager. And not a lot of people will be, you could say, looking at them because of the fact they lost Ronaldo, even though, you know, that they will turn around and say, you know, although they won the league twice when he was there in the cup, they didn't win the big one, which was the Champions League. But I think that, you know, that if you're looking for a roughie, I think that would be a really good bet. You know, there's other ones that I think, the four English teams were really strong favourites. Bayern Munich, we spoke about, you know, the three Spanish sides as well, and obviously PSG from France. There are so many teams. This is what another reason what makes this competition so good that can win it. I would if you want to have a little gentleman's wager, I would say Juventus.
What about this, Bozo? I'm just looking at this now about the Champions League. So most goals, Fletch, this is unbelievable. So Ronaldo's kicked 134, Messi's kicked 120. Ronaldo is 50 goals more than third place in the all-time UEFA Champions League highest goal scorer.
He's a world record holder, isn't he? He's
That's
got a
ridiculous.
Guinness. He's in a Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah, that is an unbelievable.
Yeah, not only that, if he plays tomorrow morning, he'll equal the most appearances as well with Iker Casillas from Real Madrid. So absolutely fantastic achievement.
Has he ever been involved in a scandal? He seems pretty.
I think the most important thing I think from Manchester United's perspective, and I obviously got a soft spot for him, from being my first club, is the fact that the belief that he gave that side, and you could see as well with the crowd as well, it really was rocking at Old Trafford on the weekend. So, but a long way to go in the season. There's a lot of work to be done. The Premier League is a very, very competitive league. It's so difficult to win, and the games come thick and fast now, especially when you start, you know, playing in Europe, and you factor in the internationals that are going to be played as well. So, and suspensions, injuries, things like that come on top of that. So, a long, long way to go.
Bozza, where would Cristiano Ronaldo rate as an all-time Manchester United player? Is he top 10, top 5, top 3?
Oh, no, I mean, I'm biased, but I would say number one.
Wow.
I really think, in terms of, he's won five European Champions Leagues. He's won the Euros with Portugal. He's won the Ballon d'Or, which is the best player in the world. I would put him up there as number one.
Wow, there you go. Well, mate, we better go. You need to get a bit of a good sleep in before tomorrow.
I think so.
Great to chat as always, Bozza. Thank you very much.
Great to chat. See you all tomorrow morning. Can't wait.
Yep, I'll be there.
Pick the pen up, put in the diary, and then you can go to bed. We appreciate it.
And remember, with modern technology, this is a great thing because obviously growing up in the 80s, we didn't have this luxury. For those who don't want to get up or can't get up for whatever reason, there's always the replays on mini matches, the replay of the full game, or we can have the recaps of the match. So that's an absolutely fantastic thing to have.
Yeah, does that go?
And it can all be downloaded on your phone as well.
Does that go towards your ratings, which equals bonuses for Bozza?
Not so sure about the ratings here in Australia, but that's another story.
Yeah. Before you go then, Bozza, I'll say this. You can watch football's biggest superstars in the UEFA Champions League with every match streaming live, ad-free and on-demand only on Stan Sport from Wednesday. Start your 7-day free trial at stan.com.au/football. That's stan.com.au/football. Thank you very much, Boz.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Cool. See you, Boz.